Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. How has the season gone so far in your eyes?
Yeah, look, to date, really well. So, look, we're, grateful to this point that we've been able to get through pretty well uninterrupted by COVID, which was our number one plan. And I guess our first milestone was to get through to the split round without incident, which we're there now. So it's, great result.
How many times have you had sleepless nights where you've thought, where there's been the case in, WA that came across to Victoria, et cetera, where you thought, here we go, we're in plan B or plan C, ready to go?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a couple of nervous moments, but probably not close enough to home for us to get too worried.
Yep.
I think some of the processes and discussions we worked through with all club presidents last year have held us in really good stead, that we have an understanding before or as any situation's unfolding, how it might impact us and what our next immediate move might be. So I think we're pretty comfortable that we're ready to head on anything that may be thrown our way this year.
Of course, the big buzzword over the last week or so has been QR codes. How are people going with checking into the QR codes? Do you have any ideas on those?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, with the state government system that we're using, we don't get access to the real-time information on who's checked in. But I think the clubs, on the whole, are doing a really good job.
Good.
Football, netball and venue-specific about reminding people and advertising that the QR code check-ins is one of those really key steps that it's going to be a minimum standard for probably not only this year but next year. We're probably reminding everyone against complacency that although everything looks good now, we just need to continue to keep rolling with those methods that are going to make sure that we can play and participate in football and netball each week.
I think it's going to be the big thing, as you say there, that it's just the norm now, isn't it? Doesn't matter where you go, be it at the cafe or the restaurant or at the local footy, you see that QR code or the scan, the QR code, that's the word I'm looking for. You scan it, put in your details and everything's A-OK. Now, Cameron, four games today. Take us through the games and the standalone one next week.
Yeah, look, we've got some really good games today after a strong start to the season. So, look, Castlemaine will host Sandhurst. A bit of a top versus bottom in the football. But Castlemaine have proven in a couple of matches so far that they're certainly more than capable of matching it with sides for certain periods of each match. They'll be just looking to string together four quarters and get as close as they can to Sandhurst, who have been probably one of the form sides of the competition. In the netball down there, obviously we won't have an A-grade match because Castlemaine don't have an A-grade team, but the lower grades will play off. Some exciting development down at Castlemaine, so hopefully they can continue to take some steps forward with the netball program. You're moving it to Eagle Hawk. Eagle Hawk are hosting Gisborne, so football, netball, that's going to be a cracker. Across both grades of competition. So, two clubs, football, netball, that will be there, we will all assume, once the whips are cracking. So, I'd urge people to get along and have a look at that one. Kite and Mirabeau. So, again, two clubs, both football and netball, that are pretty evenly matched in that midway position on the table at the moment. So they'll certainly be looking to lock away some wins, and they need to beat those oppositions that are around about their position to give them the best chance to play finals this year. So Mirabeau and the netballers will really be looking to build off some strong results in recent weeks. And then again, probably the surprise packet. From a football perspective, South Bendigo this year, who will host Strathfield Say. So when I say surprise packet, I think it's to everyone outside of the club's four walls. But that should be a really great match. And trying to pick a winner in that one is going to be really tough.
And of course, next week it's Kangaroo Flat and Golden Square, I think, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's correct. So, look, round six for us is a split round, so it will be played across the two weekends. Looking forward to next weekend. Obviously, Kangaroo Flat will host Golden Square in a twilight match. They're really looking forward to that. They're actually going to use that opportunity to unveil some of their latest facility upgrades.
Fantastic.
And also have a women's match included on the day. So, it should be an exciting match under lights out there, football and netball alike.
Cameron Tomlins is the Bendigo Football Netball League manager, joining us on the sideline view this afternoon. Now, during the week, Cameron, there was the announcement of the Bendigo Football Netball League 17 and under netball representative team. Tell us just some of the players that have been nominated.
Yeah,
or selected, sorry, selected.
Yeah, that's right. We're lucky enough to have, Jaden Cowling has taken charge of that team. So he'll be in charge of both F17 and under and open representative teams this year. We went through a trial process. All clubs actually put forward some names for consideration. So we were well represented from all clubs throughout the trial process. It's great to see that I think we have six clubs represented with players in that final team. So, look, a lot of the feedback is looking across some of those names that they really are going to be a quality side, and they probably are going to go really deep and hopefully qualify for not only the finals, but really push for that title down in Melbourne in July. Looking across the names there, I think we've got the likes of Ava Hamilton, Shay Clifford, amongst some others that are actually playing a bit of A-grade netball and performing really well as players that are still eligible to play 17 and unders at the moment. So, it's a really strong side, as there were most clubs are represented, we're really confident, led by Jaden, who is a fantastic coach and knows his netball inside out, that we're going to do really well.
And just finally, Cameron, if you wouldn't mind, volunteers, they do an amazing job for Bendigo football and netball, even like yourselves with game days. I'm sure you need the volunteers. There's the canteens being run. We're basically thanking our volunteers today as to, they do an amazing job. But I guess, without volunteers, organisations like the football, the netball, they don't run.
100%. And look, it's something that we've been speaking about all year, that clubs can never have too many volunteers. So a lot of our volunteers that are tied in with clubs have been with those clubs for a large portion of their life, and they dedicate their time and hours throughout the week, throughout weekdays, and certainly across the weekend. So certainly there's many jobs that people can get involved with throughout the week or match day. So, more hands make light work. If you want to get involved, there's so many ways you can get involved. And it might not be match day. It might be behind the scenes administration. It might be handling sponsorship, fundraisers, all that sort of stuff. So certainly, make sure you're speaking to your club if you want to be involved. You don't have to be just a player. You can get involved in other ways.
Cameron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. And let's catch up in maybe in about a month's time.
No, that sounds great. Thank you.